from the Career Opportunities Archives. Running out of time, this time on Career Opportunities. Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for April 24th, 2009. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Today's show, out of time. How does it happen? We look up from our work one day to notice that there simply isn't enough time left to get everything done. This project has pushed out that project, rehearsals went late and crept into the time we set aside for finishing that article, a family crisis erupted and took whole swaths of our day. The stress level starts to rise and the walls seem like they're about to tumble down. In case you haven't guessed already, this has been my life over the last week or so. Too much to do in too short a time, but like most crises, I only have myself to blame. You might find the same thing happens to you on occasion. As they say, though, the only way out is through. The need to say no. Since my career goes in so many directions at once, I usually have more requests for my time than actual available hours. In any given week, I could be involved in computer consulting, new media speaking, teaching podcasting classes, performing for my son's school fundraisers, and much more. Like any good careerist, I want to take on as much of this work as possible to move ahead each facet of my life. Of course, conflicts often arise. With such a variety of projects, they can often step on each other and even defy any logical scheduling. Still, I'm loath to say no to any of them, lest I miss some important opportunity. In many ways, this is exactly the wrong thing to do. All of us have to practice the fine art of saying no. Even when we would love to do the thing we're being asked to do, we have to be honest with ourselves when certain projects simply don't fit into our already crowded schedules. We may truly want to do something, but if it only adds stress to our lives, we'll not enjoy it, and even worse, not do our best. In these cases, saying no might be the best thing we can do. You might be thinking, well, unload some of your previous commitments so you can take on this one. Well, that's an option. I'm loath to renege on a promise I've already made without a very good reason. Breaking out of commitment to others, even in favor of a better project, can be very damaging to your career. Trust is fragile, and if those around you don't think they can rely on you, you might find them unwilling to work with you in the future. Be very careful in renegotiating commitments. You might find that you hurt both yourself and those around you. We can only live life forward and accept commitments as we're offered them. It's important to remember that some opportunities must be missed if we already have committed to something else. Watch your calendar. If you feel you're running out of time, it's often because you're too focused on the short term. Many of us manage our lives on a daily or weekly schedule when a monthly or yearly focus would be more appropriate. I do everything I can to place items on my calendar as soon as they're known. For example, I already know of two large commitments in November of this year. By placing them in my calendar today, I'll be less likely to let other projects encroach on that time. When I'm presented with new commitments, I already know what time I have available and will be able to say no with the full knowledge of my schedule. The truth is, many projects sneak up on us, even though we know about them months in advance. They're not really sneaking, of course. We've simply chosen to forget about them in lieu of other work. You can't fool time, though, and those projects will quickly come galloping down upon you. Wouldn't it be better to be secure in the knowledge of your complete schedule instead of living your life one stress-filled day to stress-filled day? While running out of time can certainly happen, too often we're the creators of our own stress. We take on too many commitments in too short a time and then ignore future commitments until they force our attention. Learn to say no when needed and manage your calendar with a longer focus, and much of your stress can be alleviated. This will then allow you to focus more on the task at hand, secure in the knowledge that you have your work, your life, and your career under control. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. You can find links to Career Opportunities, all my social media accounts, and everything else that I do at douglasewelch.com. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career and any questions you might have. contact me at career@welchwright.com, post to our social media pages, add a comment on the website, or call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you enjoy career opportunities, please subscribe to the blog and podcast, join our mailing list, and share links with your friends, family, and professional contacts. Each one of these helps to spread the word about career opportunities to others. Thanks for listening, and please join me for the next episode of Career Opportunities.